Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Big news today to start the show, Karen. This is where I usually tell everybody to actually visit the show's website. But today, I'm telling everybody for the first time to do something completely different.
Oh, good.
We just came out with the Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone and Android device, and it's really great. Here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button, you now have instant access to all of the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, or even co-ops. And we also threw in the Florida Administrative Code. You know, you can picture you're at a condo meeting or HOA meeting, and you need access to know what the law is instantly right there at your fingertips now. The app also has a button where you can listen to any of our past Condo Craze shows instantly. You can go to our website from the app and see who our sponsors are. You can go to the Glazer & Associates website and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us questions and comments. You can read all our prior newsletters. You can register for our seminars, read all of our blog articles. And again, it's now all in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or for your Android device. Just give it a try and let us know what you think. I'd love to know what our listeners have to say about
it. That is really fantastic.
Absolutely. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and prick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4 Condo Craze, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Lots to talk about last week's show, including why Mother's Day is more popular than Father's Day, the governor's race, and boomerang buyers. But today, it looks like we have some guests in the studio, and today, it's all about the money.
Absolutely, Karen. Today, it is all about the money. And as I say all the time here on Condo Craze and HOAs, we, again, are truly blessed to have some wonderful sponsors of the show who really make it possible for our listeners to hear us each week and attend our educational events. And one of those wonderful sponsors is in the house with us today, and it's Greg Mangrum, who's the Vice President of Corporate Banking, and Joshua Jordan, who's the first Vice President and Business and Personal Banking Director from City National Bank. Welcome, gentlemen, and thanks so much for City National Bank for being a sponsor of the show. Really great to have you.
Thanks, Eric. Happy to be here. We've heard a lot about your program. We're excited to share some great things about banking associations with your audience.
Absolutely. Should be a lot of fun today and very educational for our listeners. That's for sure, because they've had some problems in the past with banks. But today we're going in a different direction. We're going to show them how a bank can be friendly and helpful. How about that? All right. Tell our listeners a little bit about City National Bank and specifically what each of you do there. You know, where your branch is located.
Well, Eric, I am the personal business banking director for Broward and Palm Beach, which basically means that all the banking center managers report to me.
And I oversee a majority of our HOA lending business here in South Florida.
Okay, and when you say South Florida, you know, is the bank located, or the branch is basically primarily located in South Florida?
Primarily, but however, we do go all the way up to Orlando. We do have a few banking centers there.
When we did the Condo Craze and HOAs event in Orlando, you guys had representation there, and I know we had a whole bunch of condos and HOAs that were interested in doing business with you guys up there. So you do, in fact, go from South Florida all the way up to Orlando.
That's right. Orlando's an important market for us.
Gotcha. Okay, now I have to tell you, there's definitely a perception out there that the banking industry is just not as personal as it once was. It's not just the banking industry. There's a lot of industries that you don't feel that personal feeling anymore. And, you know, people always knew their branch manager, let's say, by first name. If they had a problem, you know, you could come in and take care of it with the manager face-to-face. You know, now many people out there feel as if they have a problem, they have to call customer service, and that damn phone comes on and says, dial 1 for deposits, 2 for withdrawals, 3 for English. So, you know, associations are really looking forward to, at least certainly the ones Scott and I deal with, they're looking for a more personal relationship with their banker. And I got to tell you, I think they deserve it. Association banking is a little more complicated, especially when you're dealing with reserve accounts. And the truth, a lot of them have large deposits on hand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how does City National Bank try to prevent customers from really feeling lost in the crowd and just being a number?
Well, Eric, I have noticed that a lot of banks are moving away from that one-on-one interaction. But actually, personal relationships is one of our foundations. We like to think that we're large enough to give our clients what they want and small enough to provide it the way they want it.
Yeah, pretty important. Again,
exactly.
A lot of people feel unhappy about it. And it's something, you know, complaints that I get in the office all the time. But I want to talk about some of the very specific services that City National Bank actually offers condominium and homeowner associations. And I want to start with, you know, checking accounts and reserve accounts. How can you guys help in that regard?
Yeah, you know, with the checking and reserve, most banks offer you your checking, money market. At City National, we do it a little different. You know, since HOAs are nonprofits, we can provide them with now accounts. That's essentially what that means, we can pay them interest on all their banking accounts. They can have a limited check writing.
Really?
So it's important because we're not just paying them interest on the money market and then limiting their check writing. They'll have a product specific to this industry for all their banking accounts.
And I take it they're not getting killed with crazy service charges in the interim as well?
No. You know, look, we don't do everything for free. However, we do.
Nobody expects that, believe me. Of
right.
course not. Yeah.
But we do take in the fact that associations are nonprofit. And I can tell you, if anyone reaches out to us and has a specific question regarding fees, we'll make it worth their while to bank at City National.
Absolutely. Well, let's, you know, also I want to put the number out there. Guys, if you have listeners, if you have any questions today about banking, the ability to borrow money, now is the time to do it. Again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Good day to ask your banking questions. But getting back to you, gentlemen, what about the ability for City National Bank to actually receive the monthly and the quarterly assessments from the unit owners directly? And the bank itself, instead of having, you know, perhaps another manager that you may have to pay for or someone else to pay for, you guys can actually keep track of who's paying and who's not paying?
We can help them have that ability. We actually offer a few different services. Most important, probably the most common ones, Lockbox. Probably many,
right.
many of your listeners are more than likely familiar with that.
Can you explain that a little bit, how the Lockbox works?
Absolutely. A Lockbox system is essentially a P.O. box that receives checks and coupons from your unit owners. So a coupon will have all the important information regarding the unit owner, such as their payment amount, their unit number, et cetera, similar information regarding that unit. They'll mail that coupon along with the check to our PO box. We collect it and import that information into a system, which your manager or your management company can then view, see who's paid, underpaid, or overpaid.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay, and that's something that goes directly to the bank via a coupon payment.
That's correct.
You guys could help arrange for the printing of the coupons and all that?
Absolutely. We do that every day.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about what so many associations really want to hear, you know, and that's how do they get their hands on a big fat loan from City National Bank? As I tell you, what, you know, a lot of associations, again, that we deal with all the time, they're now facing 40-year recertifications that can really be expensive. You know, when the building official knocks on the door and says, guess what, it's time to completely redo your electrical, completely update your structural problems, you know. And a lot of these associations unfortunately chose to waive their reserve accounts. So they have no option but to wind up taking out a loan, you know, because they're broke. And they don't want to pass a special assessment to pay for all these charges in one shot. And a bank loan may be the only option. So how can you guys help?
Yeah, we see this every day. You know, City National is familiar with these type of circumstances. Has been financing these projects for over a decade now, almost
right.
two decades. So first they have to call us.
Sure.
You know, understand many associations don't have reserves.
Right.
It's something that won't necessarily disqualify them here at City National. So, you know, we take a look at the whole picture of who the association is, where they're at, their management company, how long they've been around. It's not such a cold cut and dry,
right?
you know, decision.
Process. Sure,
right,
sure.
Absolutely.
Well, again, you know, over the last few years and even today, we know that the rates really have never been lower, and borrowing money really isn't a bad idea. We'll get into later in the show what some of our listeners think about borrowing money, but I have to tell you, some banks over the last few years are so afraid of getting burned again that they've made lending to associations extremely difficult and made the qualifications almost impossible. You know, for example, some banks won't loan to an association if there's more than 5% of the units that are delinquent. And in today's day and age, if an association only has a 5% delinquency rate, that's pretty good as far as I see it. So, you know, my question is, while there might be loan programs out there, you know, are they simply, you know, fake and impossible to qualify for?
No, not at all. But you're right. Credit's relatively tight when compared to the last decade. And there are historically low rates. Certainly, it's the best time to borrow,
sure,
to do a project or renovation or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and it could be, I take it, you offer not just, you know, regular loans, but lines of credit and things of that nature as well.
Right.
So the money's there when you need it. If you don't need it, you don't take it.
That's right. Generally, we set them up with a draw period for the construction phase, so it may be 12, 18 months.
Right.
And after that, we convert it to a term loan over a period of time. So really, it just gives the association, instead of having to pay it over a 6, 12-month special assessment, they can pay it over 5, 7 years. Really give those unit owners a break.
Great. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Again, talking with City National Bank today. Call in with your banking questions, loan questions. Lots to talk about. Of course, we'll take your other calls on anything in the condo and HOA world. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack & Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates. And we're talking about money today, taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, on that note, how about we go to Casey in Wellington. How are you, Casey?
Hey, Eric, how's it doing?
Okay, how can we help?
Okay, first of all, did you get a chance to review the question that I sent in to you guys, or do I start all over?
How about we start all over again?
Okay, so that's a no, huh? you know, we have a very complex and frustrating case here. I'm in Wellington, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of it. We had our annual election on April 30th, and we ended up losing by just a couple of votes. It was extremely close, probably between one and five votes, and we have 500 homeowners
Wow.
here. So it was razor-thin margins. So what happened was we requested, you know, all the information, the paperwork from the election, and we found that the election was run by the current management company. We found that approximately 40 votes were not counted on our side. I guess the dog ate them. You know, like the dog ate the homework, but
right.
I guess the dog ate the 40 votes.
Okay.
They were collected by proxy by us, They were verified by the management company, but they just never made it into the tally of our, on our side.
Right, and they were handed in at the annual meeting. They were there at the annual meeting.
Yes, sir.
And you have no idea why management chose not to count them?
Well, I think we know why, Eric. You know, it was the deal that, it's what happens with, in the HOA world where the management management company is, for lack of a better term, in bed with the current board. And they did not want anything to change. They were very happy with the way things were going.
So you want to know what to do next, I take it?
Well, Eric, we did go ahead and send, we did go ahead and send all this out to DBPR. We sent this all out to Tallahassee. Obviously, I got a lot of information from your website, so obviously we're looking at a couple of months maybe before we get an answer.
Well, hold on. Let me cut you off because let me tell you what you have to do, okay? Brand new law, by the way, that went into effect as of July 1st, 2013. That says if you're going to challenge an election now, you only have 60 days from the date of the election to actually do it. And simply filing a complaint with the DBPR in Tallahassee is not good enough. You should file simultaneous with that an arbitration petition. And again, the clock is ticking on that already. You have 60 days. And if you fail to file that arbitration action within 60 days, you're gone. You lose, and we'll see you next year at the election. So make sure that's something that you and your group jump on immediately. On that note, how about we go to, is it Fry or Frey in Boca?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have the opportunity to discuss something with you.
Sure.
I'm a member of a condominium located in Boca that we had our elections in March. And the new board came on board with three new members and two existing members. As the new members became acquainted with what activities had taken place under the previous membership, it was apparent that there was a contract made with an employment contract with the office manager and a maintenance manager. The fact that this contract was executed was never brought forth at any kind of board meeting.
Okay.
There has never been any kind of minutes indicating who on the board authorized this. The contract was signed by a treasurer and a board member, not by the president. And this was executed 2 weeks before the new board went into place.
And was it a long-term contract, I guess?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. Okay. So now I guess the new five-member board wants to get out of those contracts?
Yes. The three members.
The three of the five. Right. I gotcha. Okay, so the two old board members are in favor of those contracts?
Yeah, they signed.
They're the two that signed it. Okay, gotcha. Well, the question becomes is, A, did the board have the authority to sign that contract? Or, Scott, you can tell me if you think I'm heading down the right path. Or the employees who actually received the contract, the question becomes, at least in their eyes, did the persons who signed the contract on behalf of the board have what's called the apparent authority to actually sign that contract?
Well, it sounds like if they did it before there was a new election.
Or without a board meeting itself.
Well, without a board meeting, there's probably going to be binding contracts, even though they may, not have been done through the procedures of your bylaws or even the statute, because if the party on the other side thinks they're dealing with somebody that has the authority, they can sue for the breach of that contract if it's a renegade. Now, if a party on the other side had some sort of inside information, like it was the property manager and was well aware that the board didn't have the authority, that could be a different story.
Right. But again, it boils down to potentially what those employees thought about the people who were signing the contracts on behalf of the board. If they believe they had the authority to do it, again, that's apparent authority, then there's a definite good argument that your association is going to be locked into those contracts like it or not, and if you breach them, you're going to be responsible for the damages that occurred as a result to the loss of that contract. But good call. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Want to get back to City National Bank, and when we went to the break, gentlemen, we were talking about, you know, the largest expense for a lot of associations is their insurance premiums, especially for like windstorm insurance. It can get actually into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and a lot of times associations choose to finance the payments for those windstorm premiums through like a finance company that's provided by the insurance company. And I got to tell you, sometimes those rates could be astronomical. And, you know, tell me if that's something that perhaps City National Bank can give an association perhaps a better deal on, you know, or, you know, coming in the future, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. We finance association premiums every day almost. At least every week we're doing quite a bit. And, you know, when you reach out to your, it doesn't just have to be City National, we'd love it to be. However, many times the banks can provide a much better rate and generally much better terms than your insurance premium finance company can.
Yeah, I've seen rates in the teens with some of these financing companies, and it's crazy.
Yeah, we'll do 1 point lower than that. No, I'm kidding. We'll do, you know, and I'll actually just put it out there. We actually had a promotion where we were doing it at 1.99% over 11 months. 90% financing of the annual premium.
How can you beat that? Right. Doesn't pay not to borrow the money.
You're absolutely right. And one major important thing about it is you're actually then building a borrowing relationship with that bank. So imagine if you've done it 3-4 years with your local bank, right, say City National. Then you come to us and say, hey, guys, I'd like to take care of our balconies, right?
Right.
You've already provided us annual financial information year over year. The process to make that decision and to get out new funds to take care of whatever project you have is going to be much quicker because you've already established that borrowing relationship.
Sure, you're there already. You guys got to know your client. You feel good. You're comfortable with the relationship.
That's right.
If you need more in the future, you know, you're certainly more apt to lend to somebody like that than someone who's just new off the street.
That's right.
All right, let's do this. Got to take our bottom of the hour break. When we get back, I want to talk about how you guys can potentially give us some tips about how to prevent fraud in the banking relationship and potentially fraud in the association's bank accounts. Checks have been known to disappear now and then. But we'll be back right after this. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You could also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Invera Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man, let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere in the world. Log on, listen anytime. 850WFTL.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA?
creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And we're talking to City National Bank.
Yes, Greg Mangrum and Joshua Jordan from City National Bank. Great having them on board. And we had an email during the break, and I'm going to read it out to you guys. Please ask the bankers why they frown and won't loan to associations that have a bunch of renters. If the unit isn't delinquent, what difference does it make if it's rented or not? So I guess, you know, gentlemen, that begs the question. What about associations that have some rental units in them? You know, would you loan money to them too?
Absolutely. We lend money to, I don't know any association that really doesn't have at least one or two. So, yeah, with renters, yes. An extremely high amount, you know, we may have to look harder at.
Sure.
But it does not disqualify them. We have an internal guideline of 30-35%, but we've gone above that. You know, there's many things we look at. We're a community bank. We're community focused. So we don't necessarily have a box and try to fit the association into the box. We try to work with the association and make a financially sound agreement for the both
of us.
Sure.
So there's not necessarily one criteria that kind of kills you right off the bat. Don't waste your time.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Let's kind of change course for a moment, because it seems like week in and week out, whether it's on this show or we pick up the Sun Sentinel or the Miami Herald, you know, we talk about associations that get stolen from either their manager, their management company, or from board members directly. And, you know, from a bank's perspective, you know, this may be unique coming from a bank's point of view, but what tips can you give our boards out there and unit owners to make sure, you know, they can be a little more careful so that they don't get stolen from or even become a victim of identity theft?
Yeah, it happens quite a lot down here. You know, a tip that I could give is just always be diligent. Put checks and balances in place. At the minimum, review your statements monthly at a very minimum.
I have to agree with you, because I got to tell you, you know, we find that nobody really does that, or they leave it to one person to review those statements. And who do you think the one person is that winds up stealing the money?
Exactly.
The person that reviews the statements.
Exactly. That's why, you know, even having a committee whose sole responsibility is to do that and report back to the board.
Love that idea.
Right.
A committee to actually review the financials.
Right.
You know, more than one person being in charge. And it's always, you know, when it all goes bad, they say, you know, we never knew for so many years he or she was so quiet, and we trusted them with all the banking,
so
never said a word.
Yep.
Yeah, and you wind up, you know, the reserve account is now putting these slot machines at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, we
it
see,
happens a lot.
You know, being in the banking industry, you see quite, you know, when we do see it, we get to see quite a bit of the damage it causes, right?
Right.
So, and every time I've seen it, it's because the board wasn't engaged.
Of course.
Right? They kind of left it up to the bookkeeper or the manager, or just the book, or the, they put it on the manager, the manager puts it on the bookkeeper and never really checks. And there's a lot of monies coming in and out. There's a lot of transactions. And they're just, you know, if it's one transaction every month that's fraudulent, over a course of 3-year period,
Right.
We're talking about a lot of money.
You know, it's like anything else. I was at a crazy board meeting on Thursday night where we'll just say that a prior board did some things that they shouldn't have done. And I got to tell you, I was proud of some of the people in the audience at this particular board meeting because many of them stood up and said, you know whose fault it is? It's too easy to blame the old board. I think we need to blame ourselves for not watching the old board and for not being involved and for not coming to board meetings and asking questions. So I think what you're saying is kind of like the same thing. Especially if you're on the board, ask to review your documents. Don't just leave it in the hands of one person. Take an interest so this doesn't happen to you.
That's right. It's everyone's responsibility. It's a community.
All right, let's do this. I see we have a call about mortgagor rights from Martin in Miami. How are you, Martin?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how can we help?
Here's what I've discovered in my bylaws. There is a section in the bylaws that's titled Additional Rights of Mortgagees and Others. I'm not quite sure what that means, additional rights of mortgagees and others, because it goes on to say that my building, the board of directors, a 75% association vote is required for us to become self-managed. And that vote never happened. So my question would be, does that additional rights of mortgagees and others, is that there to protect the bank? Or does that exist to protect both the bank and the unit owners?
Okay, typically there's language in the governing documents that are designed to protect banks. Some banks, some documents, I should say, have language in them that really truly give banks or lenders extraordinary rights. For example, right now if a bank forecloses on a condo unit or a home in an HOA and they take back that unit at a foreclosure sale, they owe the lesser of 1 year of assessments or 1% of the amount of the original mortgage. That's in the statute. Now, suppose, however, that the original condo docs or the original HOA docs say that a bank that forecloses and takes back title owes zero. Okay? They don't owe anything to the association. The question becomes, you know, what prevails? Is it the statute or is it the docs? And this case law out there that suggests that it's the documents that prevail. So, yes, oftentimes there's language in the governing documents that do, in fact, give banks superior rights over third parties. And there's always language in there that says, for example, you can't change the nature and percentage of the common elements without getting 100% approval of the lenders as well. That's standard language in condominium and HOA documents.
Well, that's what I thought. I think you're confirming what I believe to be the case, is because I would think this would protect the interest of the banks, who obviously are the ones actually investing the money.
Right. It's basically there so that the bank's investment in these mortgages cannot get trampled upon or knocked down in any way whatsoever without their rights being taken into consideration. So they get the right to vote, for example. On
yeah,
what may affect them,
because in the case of our building, the vote was never taken, and the board of directors just arbitrarily just decided to take on self-management.
Right,
and that's been a big concern, and I'm obviously not too sure what to do about it from here. But it protects the bank's interest as well as the unit owner's interest. Correct.
I've never seen anything in a set of documents that would allow a bank, and Jen, maybe you've seen it, but I haven't seen it, that would allow a bank to have a vote on the issue of whether or not there should be self-management. That I've never seen. I've certainly seen things that, you know, regarding material alterations to the property, mortgaging the property, things of that nature, certainly you can't trample upon a blank
or even
bank's
like
rights.
Amending it for leasing restrictions.
Right, exactly. Right,
like
certain amendments that can't be made without the bank's without the bank's authority. Anything that would impair their lending rights, absolutely can't be done without their permission.
So is my interpretation right? In other words, this would be included in the bylaws to protect the bank's interests simply because they really don't have a direct voting interest, correct?
Right, correct. It goes beyond that. It's not because they don't have a direct voting interest. The bottom line is, you know, and what the banking industry says is, you know, there has to be some laws to protect them out there in terms of the condo and HOA setting, because if they're not, and they can get wiped out very easily, or their rights can get trampled upon easily, guess what we'll stop doing? we'll stop loaning money
stop
on
lending.
To the condo market, and therefore now you'll see what happens to the value of your property. So, yeah,
exactly.
Of course they have to be protected somewhat, no two ways about it. The question is, what's fair? And maybe we'll talk about that, but we got to take our last break of the hour. Taking your calls again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls. We have guests in the studio as well. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
All right, Greg and Joshua, if some boards out there actually need some money or have questions about what to do with their existing money and they want to get in touch with City National Bank, what should they do to get in touch with you guys? How about some phone numbers, website addresses, stuff like that?
Okay, thanks, Eric. They can call us directly at 305-577-7333.
305-577-7333.
Or 1-800-435-8839, and you can ask for Greg Mangrum or Jeff Mariner.
All right, gentlemen, I really want to thank each of you for being on the show today, and I really want to thank City National Bank for being a sponsor of the show. Really a pleasure.
Yep, thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys, hang in there. Let's see if some of the callers have any banking questions. But now that we've interviewed City National Bank, I want to talk about a topic that drives some owners in the community associations that we hear about absolutely nuts. And that is whether or not the board is allowed to borrow money on behalf of the association rather than pass that special assessment.
Yeah, well, you know, we all know that each year your condo association or HOA is required to pass an annual budget, and that in theory should pay for all of the bills of the association, in theory, right?
Right.
But, you know, then a storm hits or the balcony starts deteriorating and, you know, concrete starts falling all over people. And you're going to need to, you know, get some extra money because you have no reserve funding to rely on to make the necessary repairs. But, you know, rather than passing a huge special assessment that's going to force everyone to, you know, take out their own personal loans or, you know, cash in, you know, grandma's savings right. bonds that they've been hanging on to for, you know, 50 years. You know, some of the associations, they turn to banks to, you know, finance the special assessments over a period of time.
Absolutely. And the question is there anything in the condominium or HOA statutes, actually, that would prohibit the board from actually borrowing money? And if you look, in simple terms, the answer is absolutely no. And in fact, borrowing money is expressly authorized in the Florida not-for-profit corporation statute. So unless there's a specific restriction in your governing documents that prohibits the board really from borrowing money, there are no restrictions. And how about we go to Gail in West Palm Beach? How are you, Gail?
Fine. How are you doing today?
Okay. How can we help?
Oh, I live in a single-family home development that has an HOA still
okay.
in the neighborhood, and I have, like, a couple of questions. First of all, I was recently out of the country traveling, and I had some friends staying here, and the HOA president came to the front door, banging on the front door, and questioning these people whether they were renting or not. And so my question would be, do they have a right just to come bang on your door when we do have a property management company that usually sends letters for everything all the time?
No, I think in a president who goes and bangs on your door, trying to find out information, quite frankly, is an idiot. And you want to get shot, start banging on people's doors, you know?
That's exactly.
You have a management company to do that, and you should communicate, you know, by letter when you can, and ask questions of that nature. No, a president should not be banging on the door saying, I'm here for information. Show me your papers. No, I'm not in favor of that. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that just because it's stupid, though, doesn't mean that it's illegal. Right. You can knock on someone's door and ask them a question. They don't have to open the door. If it turns into, like, harassment, though, it happening, you know, every day or a couple of times every day, then you enter the area of nuisance. But, you know, if somebody
The other thing I had a question about, too, is I think you were trying to touch on something like this earlier, too, is that somehow they originally went back a few years ago with a petition trying to say no more than 10% of the neighborhood could be rented at one time.
Right.
And as far as I understood, it never got enough votes from the neighbors. But somehow when I recently just asked for my bylaws again, it's in there suddenly. So I think that they passed it through without enough votes. Now,
well, I can tell you that type of a restriction unquestionably would need to be done by a vote by the members of your community. Probably 2/3 or 3/4 would have had to vote in favor of that. The board can't make such a rule just by way of a board vote.
Yeah, and it would also need to be recorded in the official records of the county. You know, obviously they could fraudulently do that, but you know, in order to actually have something like that passed, as Eric said, you're going to need the required vote.
The management company asked them for the requirements.
Absolutely,
would they be able to provide me with that?
You can file a request to see access to records. Again, the records that you want to see are copies of all the votes that all the people that voted in favor of that amendment to the declaration.
Okay. I have one quick question because I know you're going off the air.
Yeah.
Now this is a big major one. I've kind of stumbled upon with that.
Well, you have 30 seconds.
The president actually had the landscaping guy doing his lawn personally, and he fired him for not doing his lawn on one particular day for what he wanted to do. He fired him from the whole contract of the neighborhood. So apparently he was getting sued personally, and they somehow ran it through the homeowners association.
The president was getting sued personally?
Yeah.
Well,
because he fired him personally, but yet they fired him off the neighborhood job too at the same time.
Okay.
So.
All right. So here's the thing, and we'll cut you off on that note, Gail. If he was sued because of the fact that he was doing something in his capacity as a board member, like firing somebody that perhaps he shouldn't have fired, the association would still indemnify and cover that director for any lawsuit that he gets sued in. So again, as long as it has something to do with his job as a director, as an officer of the association, yes, he is covered not only by the association's insurance policy, but probably by an indemnification clause that's found in the association's articles or bylaws.
Yeah, but like if there was like some sort of kickback going on where he was getting his lawn done for free.
Different story.
Yeah, there might be some breach of fiduciary duty issue there, but you'd have to take care of that in a separate lawsuit. I know you didn't want to hear that, but that's how you get people.
Kickbacks
sorry.
Kickbacks in a condo. Unheard of. Anyway, again, special thanks to Greg Mangrum and Joshua Jordan from City National Bank. And any questions, give us a call during the week. 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Have a great week, everybody.